AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel and Hamas could soon move into the second phase of their ceasefire. This would include establishing an international force to secure Gaza and forming a temporary Palestinian government. Qatar's prime minister spoke at a conference in Doha, where he discussed the proposed next phase in the Gaza ceasefire, saying it should only be temporary.
At the end of the day, if we are looking at, if we are just resolving what happened in Gaza, the catastrophe that happened in the last 2 years, it's not enough, because there is a root for this conflict. And this conflict is not only about Gaza. It's about Gaza, it's about the West Bank, it's about the rights of the Palestinians for their state.
In other news, there's a setback for prosecutors seeking a new indictment against former FBI Director James Comey. AP correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Federal Judge Colleen Kohler-Catelli ruled Saturday night that the Justice Department is temporarily barred from using evidence prosecutors had relied on when they initially secured criminal charges against former FBI Director James Comey. Comey was charged in September with lying to Congress, but the case was tossed out last month after a different judge ruled that the Trump administration unlawfully appointed prosecutor Lindsey Halligan, who filed the charges. Prosecutors had relied on messages between Comey and Columbia University law professor and close friend Daniel Richmond as evidence. Richmond's attorneys argued that the data from Richmond's computer files exceeded the scope of any warrant. Kohler-Catelli has granted Richmond a temporary restraining order. Comey's lawyers already have said that the statute of limitations to bring such a case against their client has expired. Donna Warder, Washington.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports the UN's aid office is downsizing its appeal for annual funding in 2026.
The United Nations Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it's seeking $33 billion to help some 135 million people cope with fallout from wars, climate disasters, earthquakes, epidemics, and food shortages. This year, it took in $15 billion, the lowest level in a decade. OCHA chief Tom Fletcher says, in 2025, hunger surged, food budgets were slashed, even as famines hit part of Sudan and Gaza. Health systems broke apart too. The UN aid coordinator sought $47 billion for this year and aimed to help 190 million people worldwide. Because of the lower support, it and humanitarian partners reached 25 million people fewer this year than in 2024. I'm Charles Deledesma.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.